the Odessa Permian Mojo. Panthers come out of the playing field. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, reminding you that you're in tune with the Diamond Shamrock Network for Texas schoolboy football.
This is the 10,000-watt voice of all news radio in Houston, KEYH.
Texas Stadium in Irving. We'll be back with a kickoff in just a minute after this message. Texas Stadium in Irving. State championship football. The Fort Natchez Rose Indians and the Odessa Permian Panthers. They're on the field. Permian Panthers lined up to kick off. The Fort Natchez Rose Indians to receive. Here to describe the state championship action is Warren Hesse.
Thank you, Doug Raines. It's the 11th consecutive year. Your neighborhood Shamrock dealer happy to be bringing you state championship football action. Buchanan, along with Carl Griffith, are deep awaiting the kickoff, the toe of Billy Dixon. 144-pounder of boots, a long end over end. It is fielded over his head by Buchanan at the 3. He's quickly out to the 10. The wall's the near side of the 20, the 25, 30. One man to stop him at the 40. He's got a block from the 45, the 50. The 45 and caught from behind at the 40-yard line. A tremendous return by Buchanan. And he was caught from behind, dragged down on great pursuit. It took some speed to catch him. Randy Witherspoon is the man that caught him. Brought him down following a return that took about 52 yards and almost broke it all the way. So it's great field position for the purple and white of Fort Natchez Groves. The Indians will start from the 40-yard line of Odessa Permian. Buchanan almost broke that all the way for his fifth touchdown of the on offside. We got action up in the forward wall. A little bit of excitement perhaps that time as Carl Segura missed the snap. It's noisy here at Texas Stadium. We are close to, I would suspect, a record crowd for a Class 4A state championship ballgame. 35,000 estimated in 1964 in Houston to have seen Garland and Galena Park play for the Class 4A championship, the largest recorded crowd. A 5-yard penalty will move the ball back out to the 45 for the little bit of encroachment created there by Carl Segura. Both teams charged up. Etheridge is the man at quarterback off the I formation. There's the snap. He goes back to throw on first down. He's going long. Intended for Carl Griffith over his head at the 8-yard line. Griffith had beat the secondary. He had position on Mike Woodward, the safety. He had gotten behind him, but the first pass thrown this afternoon by Richie Etheridge, a little bit too strong. Etheridge, 5'11", 183-pound junior, who had come into the ball game having thrown 11 touchdown passes. He's fired 122 times, completing 48 for over 1,000 yards. 7 had been picked off. So it is second down and 15 from the 45-yard line. Odessa Permian's defense has been very, very tough this year. They operate from a 4-3 rover. Second and 15. Etheridge options left. Pitch out going wide is Landry trying to turn the corner. Hit at the 40 and dragged down at the 39-yard line. Getting up to the original line of scrimmage and picking up an additional yard is Richard Whitney, the defensive left end. 6 foot, 198-pound senior brings him down. The front four for Odessa Permian weighs in at 195. The linebackers at 177 pounds. This ball club has turned in 7 shutouts this season. The Panthers using that mojo mystique, which began actually back in 1965 in an Abilene conference ball game. The Cats were in trouble when a leather-lung fan started yelling, "Mojo, mojo." The spectators in the stands picked it up, and the team began playing better, and it has gone on from there. It is third down at about 10, and Etheridge rolling to the 40, keeps the 35, and is hit it down to the 32-yard line, short of the first down by about 2 yards. Picked up 8 yards, Bobby Riggs, the man that makes the tackle. Riggs is starting at the rover position in favor of the injured Bucky Driggers, who is also out with a shoulder injury. Driggers, 5'11", 163 senior, and Kevin Smith, a 6'1", 175-pound senior, injured in the victory over Longview last weekend at Jones Stadium in Lubbock. So they come up to the first critical situation of the ball game. Fourth down and about 2. The ball resting at the 32-yard line. The purple and white coming up to go for it. Etheridge is under. Powers his eye to the left side. Keeps his blocking inside at the end. And it's a pitch-out fumble momentarily popped up into the air. Buchanan pulls it down, turns the corner, has the first down of the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He's in for the touchdown. Do we have a flag? There is a flag down at the 25-yard line right on the sideline. And it is going to be against Fort Natchez Grove, thus nullifying a 32-yard touchdown run by Mark Buchanan, who took the pitch from Richie Etheridge and hit him a high up around the shoulders, popped into the air, up above his helmet, came right back down into his hands, and he turned the corner and spun on in, but we've got an infraction, a clip against the Indians, and that moves the ball back out to the 40-yard line in a tremendous break. Once again, for the Mojo Mystique of Odessa Permian. The Black Cats have had this working for them all year long, and they got a big break on that win. And now, instead of trying to go for it, it will be time to kick it away, as Mark Buchanan will do that. Low snap, no big rush, gets it out of there. Twisting punt that will drop at about the 20, takes an Indian hop across the 15, and on down to about the 12. It's touched by somebody. A flag is thrown in at the 12-yard line by the officials, who, incidentally, McDuff Simpson is serving as the referee. Zeke Martin, our good Shamrock distributor at Denton, is working as the umpire. The head linesman is Bob Ratliff, the field judge Hayden Derry. The back judge is Charles Bowles, all of them out of the Fort Worth chapter of the Southwest Football Officials Association. The officials talking it over, and it appears we have a clip against Odessa Permian. And McDuff Simpson, it was a free ball clip, and that is going to turn the situation over the other way from the line of scrimmage, 15 yards from the 40, moves it down to the 25-yard line, and with it, the accompanying first down. We won't worry a great deal about statistics today because they will mean absolutely nothing. Unlike all of the other games in postseason play, statistics do not matter. The only thing that will count will be the scoreboard. If it winds up tied when all is said and done, they will share the co-championship. And it's been quite a while since that has happened. The last time there was a tie in the big school division was 1945. Waco and Highland Park fought to a 7-7 draw. From the 25-yard line, Fort Natchez Groves with new life. They power the eye to the right side. The handoff is to the fullback, to Garcia, straight ahead across the 25 to the 23-yard line. Short yardage. Trying to keep things honest as they have felt they could run to the outside initially, and they have done that well. Richard Whitty stacked it up in the middle along with Kevin Steen and Kyle Locke. The defensive front four, Whitty, Steen, Alan Jenkins, and Steve Crane. The linebackers, Kyle Locke, Brad Brown, and Mike Crowell. Around the spokes are Greg Gray, Mike Woodward, Steve Powders, and Bobby Riggs. It is second down and a long eight. Quick pitch coming to the wide to the outside. Buchanan trying the right side. He's to the 20. He is dead and pounds inside to the 18-yard line. Diving on through as he was upended, hit hard by Riggs again, coming into the monster position. Down to the 18-yard line. That will leave them short of the first down by about 3.5 yards. Referee McDuff Simpson over the football, moves it in 18 yards to the near sideline. Odessa Permian is on this side of the playing field, which is the west side. Across on the east side, the Fort Natchez Groves fans, about equal in number. 8:50 remaining to play in the scoreless first quarter. Handoff straight ahead to Buchanan. Powers into the left side, and he is close to the first down. Stopped just shy of the 15 by Kyle Locke, the left linebacker. The officials look it over, and they do not feel it is necessary to measure. Fort Natchez Groves has made mistakes this year. They have turned the football over 41 times. Permian has only 13 times. Up to the line of scrimmage they come, going for it in short yardage. Etheridge sets his ball club in the power eye to the right side. Garcia is the fullback, and Etheridge keeps it himself and would appear to have the first down. He crosses the 15 down to the 14-yard line. And that should be enough with about a yard to spare for the first down. And there is the indication from referee McDuff Simpson that first down has been garnered. The second first down on this drive, the big break earlier, a 15-yard penalty on a punt that kept the drive alive. One of the few mistakes that Odessa Permian has made this season, I would venture to say. At the 14-yard line, the ball squarely in front of the goalposts as the purple and white comes out over it. Etheridge, the junior quarterback, powers his eye to the right side, splits his left end, sends Landry in motion to that strong side. Pitch out going wide in the sweep is Blake Green, who had come in to replace Buchanan, tries to turn the corner, gets to the 15, does not regain the line of scrimmage as he's bunted out of bounds at about that 15-yard line. Floating across was Alan Jenkins, who got a good solid hit along with Steve Powders, the right cornerback, and also Bobby Riggs coming up to meet the play. The ball is spotted back down at the line of scrimmage, if anything, losing about a half yard. It's just outside the 14 now. Blake Green will alternate a considerable amount of the time with Mark Buchanan at the tailback position. A 553-pound junior Now they slot the I formation to the right side. Back to throw is Etheridge. Lofts one to the corner. It is broken up. A great defensive play was intended for Kyle Aguillard and was broken up in a diving effort by Greg Gray, the left cornerback who floated back. Aguillard.